to learn how, you know, to play within the defense and learn a lot of defenses. I mean, I'm learning like two or three positions at the same time. So, I mean, it's kind of difficult to try to make that transition and learning more than just one position. But it's all good.
Eventually, you're going to get thrown in there anyway, so maybe sooner the better.
Yeah, most definitely. I'd rather it be now and then, you know, versus week four. It's just like get out there and just like, okay, these are critical games. You know, you really can't mess these up. But, you know, every game is critical. I'm not saying that they're not, but I'd be better now than later.
Yeah, John Jolly not being here has really kind of opened the door for a couple extra guys that try and get some, take some of those reps away. And obviously, you know, the Packers like what they see from you in that category.
Most definitely. I mean, they drafted me for a reason. I mean, like I tell everybody, if he was here, I'd probably still be put in the same position, still being thrown in the fire to see what I can do and see where I can fit in and help to keep the rotation fresh. I mean, that's what Mike Turgevac's big on. You know, if you're a starter, if you're not a starter, you might as well be a starter because he's going to put you out there just as much so you can, you know, get the other guys out the field and you got to be just as productive. So he coaches us all the same way and he does a good job.
You looking forward to that? To a game now?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. I'm tired of looking at the same color jerseys. I mean, you get tired of looking at the same people every day in practice, and then you know, you're ready to play a different color jersey and get after it and, you know, get this thing rolling.
There's not a lot of game planning that goes on, especially in these early preseason games.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of still going through the practice grind. But
yeah, I mean, most definitely. You still go through the practice grind, but I think that Coach McCarthy, he does a good job of you know, adjusting practice. It's favorable to us because we definitely don't go out there and kill each other every practice. If he looks out there and he can tell people are sluggish and tired, then he'll cut the practice back just so we can make sure that we get in full speed and get work in. So, I mean, it's been good. It's been good for me, obviously. I mean, I don't feel too bad. So.
What's important for you on Saturday?
Just to be able to go out there and run the defense and be technically sound. I mean, everything goes to take care of itself. Football is football. But to be able to operate the defense that it's supposed to, and then if you operate the defense the way it's supposed to, then you'll be able to make the plays and be productive like you're supposed to. So just to be able to operate the defense is the biggest thing I'm looking forward to.
You talked about your running process. Is that going like you?
Oh, man, this is just like learning biology 203 at Purdue University, to be quite honest with you. It's difficult. It's real difficult because, like I said, you know, you get stuck in one position and there's so much and you try to learn that. And then it's just like, okay, here, you need to learn this position. So now you're trying to remember your old stuff. But then if you get thrown in with a different person, like if I'm in there with Cullen, I know I got to play a different technique, you know. So it's a little bit difficult. But, I mean, it's better that, like I said before, that I get thrown in now than later, so at least I know what I'm doing now. And then, you know, when the preseason games come, they cut the playbook down significantly, so it's not as many plays, and you can just focus on what you need to know. So,
like you said, it's better now than a different time, and that's what training camp's for.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's a learning process. I mean, you know, like I said before, football is football. It'll take care of itself. But I think that, you know, you got to get through it mentally. Because, I mean, when you mentally fatigue, then you physically fatigue because you can't get your body to do what your mind wanted to do. And your mind's so, you know, cluttered with all the plays and stuff like that. But I think that once I get it down, then it allow me to play faster, you know, and find my niche in the system and be able to play good. No problem.
Like a pro player yet, or you feel like a college player that's trying to learn to be a pro player?
Both. I mean, both. Because at this level, you know, you're a pro. I mean, there's nothing else. It's just like when you go, you know, my college coach used to say after the first game, you ain't a freshman no more, especially if you play significant snaps. You ain't a freshman, so you can't go out there and play like a freshman. I mean, obviously, when you get thrown out in the pros, you can't go out there and be like, okay, I'm a college person. I'm still a rookie. You know, it's bump all that. You got to be able to go out there and just make that transition and play because they need you to play now. So, I mean, both. I mean, the learning curve, you're still trying to transition from that college phase to the pro phase. But when you get out there, you got to remember that, hey, I'm a pro now, so I got to conduct myself like a pro and play like a pro.
Thank you.